Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. A little Heartland music bringing us back. That's John Mellencamp. Some people know him as John Cougar. John Cougar Mellencamp. I'm Jim Blasingame. Jim Cougar Blasingame, that's me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Wear it out if you want to. We got lots of stuff there. If you break it, we'll fix it. We got people who will put it back together. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can check out my blog, subscribe to the newsletter, take a poll question. We have a different question every week we want to ask you about, and what we want to know what you think. So check that out, and when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Having a great visit with our good friend Stacey DeBruff. She is the founder and CEO of MomCentralConsulting.com. Stacey, tell us what we find when we get there.
At MomCentralConsulting.com, you'll find all the different ways that we're working with businesses, both small and larger brands, to really connect moms with their businesses so that they can increase their sales, they can really change the way moms think about them, and also engage in the best of social media, from Facebook to blogger engagement to bringing people on board to sample and test their products.
And so your book is called, and one of them is the Mom Books? Right?
Yep, I also have a parenting site, MomCentral.com,
right.
I wrote four books with Simon & Schuster. One of them is the Mom Book, 4,278 Tips for Moms. I didn't count, but the editor did. And it has just about everyone's best advice you could possibly ever get together.
Well, so check it out, folks, and those are available wherever books are sold. And the last name is DeBruff, if you're Googling her or looking for her on Amazon. Stacey, I believe that websites are becoming less of a destination and more of a distribution center. I think that people are busy and they're telling companies, you know, I went to your site and I like what you have, but I think I've seen everything you've got. So if you have anything new, why don't you send it to me? Follow me home. I think it's what people are saying now. I think moms are doing it to a great degree as well. I believe that. And so what do you think about that, what I just said?
Well, I think moms in particular are taking it even to another dimension, which is, don't blow the whistle and call me over to your website. Can I please find you where I am spending time online?
So in the communities.
That's right. So if I'm on Facebook, I'd rather go to your Facebook page and use that. And that's where you see this huge rise of companies using Facebook as their new website, because it feeds into people's streams. They can easily find information. You see companies coming alive on Twitter. You see companies coming in to comment on blogs and to enter discussion forums, because what's happened is that moms really don't want to have to go out, or even if they go to a company's website, they'll spend 4 minutes there, and they're usually going on a very specific information. I want to download your brochure. I want to see something very specific. But if you want to get their attention in their everyday online lives, you need to go find them. And one of the things that's happened is that people joke, but Facebook has become the new homepage for a company's website. Oftentimes, people start with a Google search or a search on one of the search engines. And so, as a result, you have to think about what your online footprint is.
The first time they find you might be they Google your product or a generic product or your name or whatever. They just Google that, or they go on Facebook and look for it. And the first thing that comes up is a discussion about you.
Or review.
Right.
So instead of going to the homepage, let's say I'm considering buying an appliance from a local appliance store. I go online, and then what I really do is, instead of going to that local appliance store, I start to follow to see how people's experience was with the delivery and whether they have a good selection. And so unless I'm really going there to see, do you have the Whirlpool model that I want, otherwise I'm trying to get recommendations and I'm trying to find out what kind of service is provided, or can I trust them, or what do people say about their experiences with them? And so getting it, and there are many ways to do this, but expanding an online footprint so that it's not just a website, but it's ways in which your content flows. And the other thing that goes along with that is that it used to be that people went to a website and did it from their computer. Mm-hmm. Now, people want their entire online lives to go with them. One of the biggest trends that's happened is that a huge percentage of moms carry smartphones.
Right.
Not only that, but 91% of them would rather leave their wallet behind than their phone. It is a lifeline.
Well, it's such a great tool for them. And this is why, Stacey, I've been telling my audience for 2 years or more now, if you're a small business owner and you don't have a smartphone, you have to get one today before the sun goes down. I don't care what it costs. Don't tell me how expensive they are. You've got to go get one, because if you don't have one, if you're not using it, you don't know what kind of experience, what kind of expectations your customers have for you. What do you think?
Exactly. And so people want much more dynamic experiences. And it's interesting because the same experience has rippled through the franchise model.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have a home company, but then you have a franchise as a small business, and people want more personalized information. They want a give and take. They want to be able to post comments. They want to be able to reach somebody in customer service. They want to feel that your company cares about their feedback and
right.
they're listening.
Stacey, give us the website one more time. Give us the website.
MomCentralConsulting.com.
Yeah. MomCentralConsulting.com. The books are there. Wherever books are sold. Stacey, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim. You keep rocking the small business world.
You got it. You keep rocking the moms, and we'll see you real soon. Stacey DeBruff, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.